standing inside the doorway.
Afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Tuesday, March the 24th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. Every Friday, I always remind you that eaglesup.com, unlike many other websites, doesn't go down on the weekend. And mainly because a lot of the real neat stories seem to come out on the weekend. However, this weekend, eaglesup.com will be down. Reason for that, we are building a new website as we speak. Friday night, we are going to do the transfer of the new site. It takes about 24 hours for it to do that. So the website will be up and functioning on Monday morning. Brand new website. I think it'll work out okay. Who knows? It's a serious change. So we got that to look forward to. Bit of bad news today. I got my tax forms back from my accountant. And I looked at the check I have to write to Uncle Sam. It's a big one. And I just get the feeling it's like you might as well just go down to that bank and withdraw the money and go outside the bank and throw it up in the air, whatever good it's going to do. I wonder how many people feel the same way. What's the point? Anyway, Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed down 115 points to end the day at 7,660. The conventional wisdom, little profit taking after the big run-up yesterday. I guess they weren't concerned about home prices posting another 6.3% decline in January. But I guess they didn't want to tell you that because obviously the last thing you heard about home prices is there was an increase in home sales. We have a bottom, they collectively shout on CNBC. These people are so misguided. Anyway, we'll take a short break, be right back with the rest of the numbers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-48. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-48. That's 800-362-5848.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dying and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898 happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the raflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now affect your retirement account. Call Art at 800-691-7 and security and peace of mind. Real gold and silver. That number again is 800-691-7899 now.
Back to the flip side for the Tuesday. Talking about throwing money, and see the story. A couple of drug suspects were on the run from cops in L.A. down the 5 freeway heading towards San Diego. Camera crews in hot pursuit. The guy started throwing bundles of cash onto the freeway. People were stopping cash. This morning I saw a blurb out of the... It's now warning those people who collected the cash, you better turn the money in. We know who you are. Yeah, sure you do. NASDAQ closed down 39 points, 1,516. S&P 500 off 16 at 806. A lot of people breathing a sigh of relief that the S&P closed above 800. Well, tomorrow's another day. Gold closed down $12.10 to end the day at $927.10. Silver off 22 cents at $13.46. Platinum off $6 at $1,127. Palladium off a buck at $2.11. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $2.80 at $930.90. $13.55. Platinum off $3. At 1,124, so much for the fusion Fleshman and Pons story from the BBC of the other day, and palladium flat. Crude oil closed down 39 cents at $53.59 a barrel, and not surprising, a U.S. dollar index higher today by 70 basis points, closing at 84.16. There is a story that I was surprised got a short shift today, not only with Ben and Mr. Gettner at the hearing in Washington, obviously story not covered much by, well, you know, shock or surprise, by MSNBC. Because nobody wants to deal with this 800-pound gorilla that's sitting in the living room. But according to the London Times, and most probably the reason why, China yesterday threw down a challenge to America's 50 years of the global economy as it proposed replacing the dollar as the world's main reserve currency with a new global role of the International Monetary Fund. In a muscle-flexing move that will be seen as an attempt to exploit the big shifts in economic power created by the recession sweeping the West, Beijing said that the dollar's role could eventually be taken over by the IMF's so-called special drawing rights, a quasi-currency that was created in 1969. The proposal emerged in a speech by the People's Bank of China on the central bank's website. Unusual, the remarks were released in English as well as Chinese, emphasizing its dissatisfaction with the global primacy of the U.S. dollar. Comments highlighted China's growing confidence in its place at the high table of the world's most important economies, as much as any real expectation that such an unusual gain traction. They came with little more than a week left until the leaders of the world's most powerful economies meet at the SDR has the potential as a super currency spanning nationals. He suggested that this could not only eliminate risks associated with paper fiat currencies, such as the dollar pound, which are backed only by the credit of the issuing country rather than by gold, but would make it possible to manage global liquidity and imbalances more effectively. Deep-seated global imbalances that sowed the seeds for the present economic crisis are blamed in large part by many economists on the dollar's status as the world's reserve. Critics say that this allowed the U.S. to live beyond its means, with the dollar's reserve status enabling it to finance huge current account deficits, treasury bonds, countries running an account surplus such as China. The price is becoming increasingly high, not also for the issuers of the reserve currency, Mr. Zhao said. Although crisis an intended result of the issuing authorities, it is an inevitable outcome of institutional flaws. He diplomatically avoided referring to the dollar, but he said the role of the SDR has not been put in due to the allocation and scope of its users. However, it serves as a light in the tunnel for the reform of the international monetary system. Mr. Zhao suggested a shift by which the SDRs could be of a new global exchange rate system replacing the Bretton Woods system of fixed adjustable exchange rates, which collapsed in 1971. Since then, most large Western economies have floating currencies, while nations such as China have managed their exchange rate, creating incompatibilities blamed for stoking up the damaging imbalances. Now, this is not an isolated view held simply by soon-to-be our new Chinese masters. The Kremlin, not similar suggestions. The Moscow Times, Kremlin leaves Monday for the upcoming meeting of the G20, calling for the creation of a supranational reserve currency to be issued by international institutions as part of a reform of the global financial system. The International Monetary Fund should invest the possible creation of a new reserve currency existing special drawing rights as a super reserve currency international community. This in a statement issued on its website. As an intentional reserve asset created by the IMF in 1969 to supplement the existing official reserve of member currencies. And there's no question we're moving in that direction. And there's no question the balance of power is shifting to the East, just as it did in 1873, where the financial power was in Europe. And with the collapse in 1873, it saw the beginnings of the shift to the West and the U.S. dollar. Well, everything goes in cycles, and we're going through exactly the same thing. History has a funny way of repeating itself. We're going through the same thing, where right now we have a shifting power going to China. And there's no question, unless you've got your head in the sand, that in a decade from now, or maybe even sooner, China will be the world's next financial superpower. Look how much power and influence they have. When a country like South Africa, such notables as Mahatma Gandhi, and a visa for the Dalai Lama to visit South Africa in preparation for the 2010 World Soccer Cup Finals. Now, the reason why, and South Africa used to be American law, control South Africa. It's always been China's control southern case. Planning, plotting, strategizing. They are the ones that helped Robert Mugabe get to power. They caused the instability in southern Africa. Because why? Because they wanted access to 90% of the world's strategic minerals. America, on the other hand, was so consumed with political correctness that it didn't see, obviously, the China and its dominance in Southern Africa as a long-term threat. You see, there's a problem with politicians of today. They just think about the next. In other words, their vision for the future is dictated in 2 or 6 years. They don't think of the next, like their decisions will have decades down the road. South Africa's situation was a short-term political gain for the by any concept. South Africa was just a simple racist country with no redeeming features whatsoever. And so also the adoption of this cultural Marxism concept of political correctness, they turned a blind eye. And while they turned a blind eye, China moved in full force and now controls the entire mineral wealth of Southern Africa. And you think I'm kidding when I say the balance of power is moving east. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Matsapathic Doctor and his Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don. My job's so much easier because your products just make it so simple. With a lot of exotic things that don't work, we put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut. Pushes the liver hard. It has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs that strengthen the arteries, they help the nickels. Your remedy is as close as you do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Toxic metals in the air we breathe, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe at Chelarex.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his medical practice. Contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which free adverse side effects, contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 others. Try from Science Formula with this RN special offer. Purchase 2 bottles and free with free shipping. Limited. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's .com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
To those who live in denial, maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. Overweight, absolutely help them. Not least, thetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
If the lonely night surrounds you, yeah, you're weighted down by gloom. Oh, you don't like what it feels in your darkened room. It'll be easier in the morning.
like the bottle has run empty. Yeah, your heart is torn and dry. Lord, you don't like what it. You're sad and lonely.
So it's time for this Tuesday. Feel like I'm just have a conversation with a dream that the streets are down, internet's down. One guy who should know how Wall Street works, after all, during the Henry Blodgett, he was accused of being a pump-and-dump artist. But he knows how Wall Street works, and I have a tendency to listen to people, although they have been discredited in the past for certain indiscretions. He knows what he's talking about. And the bottom line is, when you read through his article yesterday entitled "Holders Will Sock Taxpayers with $10.4 Trillion Attention," because who are the bondholders? Who are we actually bailing outside of the usual suspect, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan? But more importantly, we're bailing out the communist Chinese. They're the bondholders. The outrage of all outraged 18 months is a complete protection of bank and course at taxpayers' expense. Bondholders lent money to reckless banks and corporations who bet the farm on the premise that house prices would always go up. And they lied. Now, thank out nation, taxpayers are on the hook for trillions. Bondholders, meanwhile, the folks who loaned the banks the trillions, they have since evaporized, have lost next to nothing. Today's Treasury plan is just more of the same, a Byzantine public-private partnership that will put $1 trillion of taxpayer money on the line so bondholders won't lose a dime. And then I heard this analogy that was used, which made me scratch my head, trying to convince people out there that what the Treasury is doing with this new bailout plan is akin to a garage sale. In other words, people are trying to sell stuff that has absolutely no value whatsoever. And so garage sale, you sort out all the stuff that's there, the stuff that is completely worthless, and you may find something that's worth some money. And if you buy it, and ultimately, if you win the deal, the government is standing there to bail you out of a bad decision. This is what the Geithner plan is all about. Putting up these worthless assets that nobody wants. The banks don't want them. That's why they're trying to get rid of them, for goodness sake. Nobody wants this crap. But they're saying that if you in the private sector will go out and buy some of this stuff, we will match your contribution 6-1. And if it goes bad, they guarantee you you won't lose money. But irrespective, you're still buying crap. It's completely worthless. John's a fund manager. He explains what this Geithner. He says the U.S. currently has a private debt to GDP ratio of about 3.5-1, which is nearly double the historical norm. At a time when the underlying collateral has been marked down easily by 20% or 30%, that implies total collateral losses of 70% to 100% of GDP, a figure that includes not only mortgage debt in the banking system, but consumer credit, so on. The holders of this debt are not just banks, companies, pension funds, foreign lenders, and others. Even so, there's no way to prevent huge on because the cash flows of these assets to service the debt. The only question is whether the bondholders appropriately bear those losses or whether the public bears them inappropriately. A continued policy of protecting all these bondholders will eventually require U.S. citizens to be put on the hook for something to the order of $10 to $14 trillion, and we are nowhere near the end of this process. We simply cannot make these bad investments whole unless we are willing to hand the next 10-20 years of U.S. private savings over to the Talk about blue screwed and tattooed. This one takes the cake. And guess what? The president's going to be on national television tonight promoting the scam. And they'll love it. They'll buy it up. Oh, what a great deal. Amazing. We are witnessing history.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt helped tens of thousands
skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. And I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep no need to negotiate with creditors or manage of your debt. Call 477-9256 and ask for how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What the...
Healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now
a pound of healthy watermelon, a bundle of carrots or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com. At SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday. So think about this for a second. What happens if you took Treasury up on its offer to go look through, go to the garage sale and look through all the crap that they have banks don't want? Say you actually find a gem amongst the carnage. And let's say you do your citizen's duty and you help out the government and you buy the crap, that actually ends up turning into be a failure crap, and you actually make money on it. Well, you'll have the same problem as the folks at AIG have. All of a sudden, the government may just simply turn around, because it has the ability to change the rules of the game halfway through the game. The government may turn around and say, well, you know, you made too much money on this thing. We're going to tax you at 90%. Wall Street is skittish about this plan in the first place because nobody trusts government. You make money, there's a good possibility to tax you out of existence. I mean, it's all this class warfare that's going on in Washington, obviously the pot stirred by the Democrats, it's very dangerous. If you drive a nice car, you should be afraid. Some guy, because of this populist anger that has risen against anybody who's achieved anything in life, you may get your car keyed. Or some guy wants to take vengeance on somebody who has more than he has. I mean, it's nuts. And then the bombshell today, once again, not covered by anybody, especially don't expect to hear this on CNBC, and I'm not sure if they'll bring this up tonight, big potato, but the Obama administration is considering offers to give the Treasury Secretary unprecedented powers to initiate non-bank financial companies, such as large insurers, investment firms, administrative documents. Now, the government at present has the authority to seize only banks. Giving the Treasury a larger range of companies would mark a significant shift from the existing model of financial regulation, which relies on independent agencies that are shielded from political process. The Treasury Secretary, a member of the President's Cabinet, would exercise new powers in consultation with the White House, the Federal Reserve, and other regulators, according to the document. The administration plans to send legislation to Capitol Hill this week. Sources cautioned that the details, including the Treasury's role, are still in. Timothy Geithner is set to argue for the new powers. Again, when's it? He goes again Thursday, I believe it is. He has another testimony. I heard him make a brief. Talking to why do I watch these things in the first place? It's just so frustrating. What become abundantly clear to me that these elected representatives are completely clueless about the U.S. Constitution and the powers that are delegated to the government. They think that the government has unbridled power, unreined in anything. And when they do quote the Constitution, they misquote it on a consistent basis. I've forgotten who it was today, but we're questioning Geithner on where in the Constitution does it give him the power and authority to do what he's doing. He couldn't cite him in for extended powers of the U.S. Treasury. Outside of giving lip service, you gave us permission under top 1, top 2, top 3, top 4, soon by top 5, top. We have perpetual tops. They're not going to solve this problem. And why aren't they going to solve this problem? Because there's no bottom in the real estate prices, for goodness sake. This is why the banks are trying to get rid of this crap as fast as they can, because they know full well that real estate prices are going to continue to decline. I mean, we haven't even seen the impact of this. I mean, think about this. Anybody who bought a home prior to 2 are basically at break even as we speak. Anybody who bought a home after 2 is upside down 30-40 cents. The question is, how are these people going to continue maintaining their mortgages on a deep set? I mean, it's akin to, once again, my analogy earlier on about taxes, feeling like I'm just getting points and dollars and throwing it up in the air. It's the same thing. And that's what I'm feeling like. What's the point in paying this mortgage? House cost me $250,000, and now it's listed at $100,000. I mean, if you're lucky, you could hand it over to your children, and maybe their grandchildren would be able to see an appreciation in that. And such real estate market goes back to all that is in relation to what we are earning today. And our level of earning has been grossly exaggerated for a long time. I mean, think about it. And everybody knew about real estate bubble. And they called the loans that were being originated were exactly what the loans. Nearly every single person lied on their mortgage application. When they were making $50,000, they were saying they were making $100,000. And so the mortgages were calculated to $100,000. And in actual fact, they were making $50,000. And this is the bizarre thing that nobody wants to deal with. This is reality of where real estate prices are going to go. I mean, this last 2 days on Wall Street just shows how this whole concept has been sold to the people. I mean, they actually, in large part, that rally that you saw, that 400-point, almost 500-point rally you saw yesterday was based on the belief they are close to the bottom in real estate prices because of a small uptick in existing home sales. Well, let's see what it's all about. I can guarantee home sales come out. I think they come out Thursday or Friday. Should have checked my thing to make sure I wasn't fighting something. And this rally is nothing more than it's giving insiders an opportunity to sell into these rallies. The only schmucks that are going to be ended up stuck with this stuff are the people that still hold on to that stupid belief of buy and hold. Buy and hold is another scam thought up by Wall Street. Convince a large majority of the unwashed out there that this is the way to riches. This is the way to pad your retirement. So while the majority of the unwashed out there sit with this buy and hold strategy, not realizing that on Wall Street, long term on Wall Street is after lunch. Traders don't buy for the long term. They buy for the profit of today. And hold baloney. Well, I'm in it for the long haul. Dollar cost averaging is the way to go. Please. And then they appeal to your greed side. Well, you know, we're going to get one of those big, fast rallies, and you want to have some skin in the game so you don't miss out on the action. So everybody buys into this concept. They're going to get handed their head on it once again. I don't feel punishment people can only just simply throw in the towel. Look, the facts are the facts. We are, if that's any consolation, I mean, this is something you'll be able to, your grandchildren, well, Grandpa, do you remember back in 2008? Well, what did we, I remember it. But we are, and we are watching a power shift. I mean, I don't want to gloom, but I'm just being realistic here. And unfortunately, I'm also, into that one. But this is why, even that people are looking at gold and go, gold is expensive. Gold is at a level now, I hear the arguments a lot. Well, if gold was such a great investment, it's $2,000. But the reason it's not is because the price you see and we read to you every day, quoted from the comics, is a fictitious price. It has absolutely no relation in the real world. It's the only commodity that suffers. And it's not a commodity, it's real money. It's the only asset that suffers from this discrimination. If there's one thing you have to learn about gold, it's simply this. There's no counterparty risk to it. In other words, when you hold it in your hand, you don't have to worry about anybody else out there, whether they are going to perform on their stated functions. That's why it's real money. That's why it's been real money for 5,000 years, for goodness sake. And the reason why it's $900 an ounce and not $3,000 an ounce should also tell you something. It's a great opportunity. It's a great value at this point in time. And I know it's tough to deal with paying over $1,000 for a one end, but for goodness sake, we've been telling you about the, well, I have anyway, for a decade or more. There's only so much gold out there. There's only so much gold that has been produced every year, and that is declining. And at the same time, you've got mints that are breaking their backs trying to meet current demand, and they can't meet it. It's no different to what we saw with gasoline prices. In large part, why did gasoline prices go nuts last year? Well, in large part, it was because that there's a lack of refinery in the United States. The world is awash in oil, but the world's not clean. Because they haven't built any refiners since 1976, for goodness sake, because of environmental protection laws. Well, the same thing is true for refiners of gold. There's one major refiner on the West Coast for gold refinery in the United States. Think how stupid that is. The world could be awash in gold from the miners, which they're not, but even if... we'd still be facing the situation because the refiners can't keep up with the demand. Ergo, the reason why the mint suspended sales of silver and gold eagles. You can buy their commemorative crap at exorbitant premiums. I mean, if you thought $85 was a steep price to pay for a one-ounce gold coin, go to the website, U.S. Mint's website, and see what you pay for a commemorative one-ounce gold coin. You're going to be paying double for that. They can't even deliver their signature coin, the High Relief St. Gaudens. That's on a 9-month delivery schedule, for goodness sake. And this is from the U.S. Mint. And you're not going to pick up that coin for under 16. I mean, I've seen, I go to eBay every now and again, and I just shake my head at some of the prices these people. Well, it just shows you what the real market is and what people are prepared to pay for stuff. I get phone calls from people all day. Do you have this? Do you have that? And tell them, no, sorry. I have a little of this. I have a little of that. I mean, if you want to spend under $1,000, I'm going to give you this advice once again. Best to make friends with your local coin store. Don't be afraid of local coin stores, for goodness sake. Everybody thinks that they're quasi-pawn shops, which they are not. They're just normal working stiffs who are trying to make a buck as well. And it's like anything else. I mean, you make friends with a maitre d' at a restaurant, and you get a fine table, and he looks after you when you come because he wants to keep your business. Same with coin stores. They ain't going to rip you off. They want your business. They want you to come back. I mean, any businessman out there that has the concept that he's going to stick it to his customers, well, he's going to be out of business before too long. Small business rely on repeat customers. Anyway, break. Be right back.
Don't be a virus inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest. People spend money on all kinds, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-6908, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with odds you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? Now it's cancer's turn to die. WizMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Drugs for damage, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects. Physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
501-5528. 500-5528.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Science Day, just a quick programming reminder. Tomorrow, Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries, guest as he is each and every Wednesday. Tomorrow, I guess we're going to be talking about Darwin, evolution, creationism. Interesting thing. A lot of people don't know about Darwin is, he got religion on his deathbed. Yeah, funny how that happens. I guess it just proves there are no atheists in foxholes. When you're expecting your imminent demise, all of a sudden you see the light. Eh, funny how that works. Quick reminder, the special, MS, $20 saint, $100. We have availability to Canadian Maple Leaf. These come in monster boxes. Minimum order is 500. 500 in stocked and delivered, $9,250. Have, but delay delivery, British Sovereigns, $270. Delivery time, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Can't do anything about it. It's just the system that we live in. At least the delivery time is still shorter than the U.S. Mint. Fifth ounce, these are either French francs, Swiss francs. I doubt whether there'll be Swiss francs there. Italian lire for $216. So get gold while you can. I'm not hyping this or blowing smoke up your rear end when I tell you this. I can't see gold and silver being too much longer. Everybody's buying it. Nobody's selling it. I can't blame them. I wouldn't sell any of my stuff. Anyway, till tomorrow. Sorry about the internet and the CEO. Yeah, anyway. So, Silver, see you, bye.